I wouldn't call him exactly famous, but he was very much loved and respected in the area as a musician. Years ago, I suppose in the early 1890s or 1885s, he was in the choir up at the parish church, and it was always his ambition to be organist and choir master. And he achieved that ambition in 1921 when he was appointed organist and choir master of Leatherhead Parish Church. Yes. Cornelius James. My mother's name was Elizabeth Jemima. Yeah. They're buried in the churchyard, yes. Yeah. Canon Atherton, I suppose in 1895, 1894. Yes, he died in the organ loft in 1964. He taught himself. I mean, the family hadn't got any funds to send him for a musical education or anything of that sort. That's right, yes, yes. Well, yes, my brother, he was musical too. He was at Chapel Royal St. James's as a choir boy, yes. Yes, resident choir school. And I was very fortunate because in... when was the coronation of George V and Mary? 1910, I think. All the London choir schools were asked to supply two boys to sing at the coronation in the Abbey. The then organist, who was a fellow called Dr. Vale, he chose two, this one being a solo boy and another chap I can't remember. We had an audition, and Sir Frederick Bridge, who was then the organist and choir master of Westminster, came and attended the audition, and he wouldn't pass the second boy. So they then tried another chap, and he failed. And then they said, well, let's try this young chap, Bernard Hooker. And poor Bernard Hooker went in fear and trembling to this audition over in the choir school rehearsal room. And it was the first time that he ever knew he could read music. And he got through, and he was very fortunate enough to sing at the coronation. This was me, yes.